Restore of the Heartland, 776-9668, online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Kansas State University student body president Jack Ayers. First time we've had you on live. I know we've chatted with you several times briefly after your meetings and that kind of thing, but welcome, Jack, and it's good to have you on the air with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's really awesome to be live, and I'm really looking forward to talking about a couple things going on at K-State this year.
537-1350 for folks who have questions, or toll-free 866-776-1350. Got word earlier this week about a drop-off lane, and I know you kind of campaigned on that. I mean, that was a big issue of something you wanted to get done with football games, and I'll let you explain. Sounds like it came through.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. So that was really something we had talked about early on, looking at the way our game days were going, where if you take a ride-sharing program such as an Uber or Lyft, or you have a friend drop you off, or a taxi, whatever it may be, there's not a real good place to get dropped off close to the stadium. So folks were getting dropped off in front of where InBath location is and running across four lanes of traffic on Denison. It was kind of dangerous. Plus, you know, if you're carrying anything with you or you got friends or whatever. So we kind of looked into that, and actually our SGA athletics liaison, Nicholas Edwards, he's worked with athletics and worked with housing and dining services and a bunch of folks to look into a possible location for that. And ultimately, we came to this area in front of our Pittman building on Denison and Jardine. It allows Ubers and, like I said, anybody else who would want to drop off or pick somebody up before or after the game to stop there and allow that safely. There are crosswalks everywhere you need to go to get to the stadium, and I think this will be a really awesome opportunity, both, one, to increase safety and increase some accessibility for folks who, you know, don't want to walk, you know, a couple miles from, you know, wherever they're coming from. It's a half-mile walk from – it's a little under a half-mile walk from that drop-off lane. I hope that people really utilize that this weekend and for the rest of the school year.
Will it be marked somehow? Because I know it takes a while for people to get used to something new. We're trying to get the word out now, folks, so pay attention. But in case they miss it, I mean, it will be marked for future use.
Yes, so we are working on signage for that. Unfortunately, I'm not entirely sure that we'll have that by tomorrow. We got this kind of came to fruition on Tuesday, and that's what we set our goal is. We want to have it done by September 2nd for that game, and so we got some of the physical stuff done, but I think our signs are yet to come. But that'll be something that'll be out there in future games. So
a lot of details involved that take some time.
Exactly.
And that's good to know too. And I know and Dave Lewis, if you're listening over there, I think we need an update again on where they'll be collecting food. I know Jack and I were kind of talking about it before we went on the air.
Are you talking about supplies for Texas? Is that what you're talking about? Uh-huh. Not food.
Absolutely.
It's not food. Although food is predominantly on my mind this time of day.
I don't know where food came into my head. Okay. That is weird. I don't know where that came from. Go ahead.
All right. Well, K-State Athletics has two collection points, and they'll be at the Brandberry Indoor Facility, which is just south and a little bit west of Bramlage Coliseum. That's for, you know, primarily for people that park on the west side of the stadium. And then on the east side, it is the rowing center. So you could take those items there. And they also will have a collection point there Sunday afternoon from 1 to 5 just at the rowing center. Not at Brandberry, just at the rowing center on Sunday. They're looking for cleaning supplies, mops, brooms, Clorox, you know, all kinds of bleach and cleaners. If you can imagine the kind of junk that people are going to have to be cleaning, there's a need for all that stuff. Garbage.
Clothing.
And we're talking specifically about kids' clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Kids' clothing, and then school supplies and backpacks for kids. So those are the things that have been targeted from Coach Snyder and the football and athletic administrations up at K-State. Those are the times. Those are what they are looking at collecting this weekend. And I did have someone who asked about, you know, if I wanted to donate cash. And K-State says, no, we don't want to take cash. We ask that you channel that through redcross.org.
Very good. Thanks for the update. So
yeah, thank you, Dave.
That get you covered, Jack?
It's going to be a busy weekend, no doubt about that. And a lot of excitement on campus, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. I think, and people are really excited and they want to help. I think, you know, we talked about, like Dave said, with the backpacks, and folks are planning on bringing some backpacks there to donate and some other things. And I really hope that we get a lot of good participation in that. And I think that if you use the drop-off lane, it's an even shorter walk there for you. Just take your backpack right on over to the rowing center and we'll get that going.
And we do actually have an item on our website under the sports section, K-State Organizing Harvey Relief Effort, and there's a whole listing there of what people can bring if they want to check that out too at newsradiokman.com. So appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. The other thing I was going to say about that is on the on our campus level, Dr. Bosco released a statement this morning to K-State Today that discussed students that are affected by this personally, or any student that's affected by this, is encouraged to call the Student Life Office and get the care and support they need. There are a lot of students, I think, from the Houston area, and I think it's important that we offer that service to our folks here at K-State as well.
Appreciate you bringing that out, too. I did notice that this morning on K-State Today. Well, I guess let's go ahead and take a quick break. I know we have lots more to talk about. It's now 9:31. Of course, the Senate met last night. We'll maybe go over some of the highlights of that. And again, you're listening to Kansas State University Student Body President Jack Ayers, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.